is up, XFL Fantasy Football League. Welcome to the 2021 playoff edition of this XFL Fantasy Football podcast. Today, I am joined by my two co-hosts, JC and Victor, and a special guest who will be introducing himself shortly.
What is up, boys? It is your co-hostess with the mostest, JC. I'm not next on the list here, but someone is getting their ass chewed, so I'm jumping in front of him to make sure that he can return back in time. In the camera as we speak, Mans is yelling at the fam. Yes, sir!
Nope.
And we will go ahead and go to our special guest as homeboy is getting yelled at because I think his wife just said, get your f***ing ass back in here right now.
What is up, boys? I'm back. It's been a long time, but very excited to be back. Mental health-wise, doing well. Mick, thanks for all your prayers, all one of them. But, you know, when Jeff Clevenger comes back into your life and your abuser, you got to take some mental time off. I'm just kidding. Totally joking. But just got a little bit busy, very excited to be back and to be just a co-host.
Good to have you back, bro. Glad everything's going well now. Good to see you. Man. We can see Cody now. He looks fine and well. Saw this fool drinking a brewski. Man's doing good. Well.
Not a problem.
And our other co-host is back on the mic, it looks like. He's not quite there yet, guys. We're just going to move on to the next section. So since we are a league friendly pod, let's get into everyone's favorite teams.
Dibs Packers came off the bye week with a hard earned W versus the Bears at Lambeau Field. Sorry about you, Pops.
Cowboys, the Cowboys won this week versus the football team. It was looking like a blowout for the boys, and then the football team started to make a comeback. But in the end, the Cowboys pull off the win that they desperately needed to be in the playoff picture. Luis's Colts were on a bye week this week, so no game for them.
Yeah, so were my Eagles, pretty much like my fantasy team all year.
Yes, sir.
Bert Steelers lose 36-28 to the Vikings and the Giants. Old Mike Glennon led Giants, looking like straight dog shit. But hey, me and Berto in the same boat, picking them L's.
Who did the Giants lose to?
Shit.
You don't even remember.
I forgot already.
Hardcore fan, man. Hardcore fan. I think it was the Chargers.
That's right. Yeah, you're right. It was. Noah's Falcons get the big win on the road this week. Panthers, baby. 29-21.
Nice. Oh, Matty Ice. I like it. Now, let's get on to our week 14 winners. My bad. Forgot someone's back. Go ahead.
Sorry about that, fellas. I'm glad to be back on the pod. I'm glad we're getting this thing going after a, was it 3 weeks break or 2 week break? I know those other lazy fucks weren't putting into work to do it. So, of course, we have to be the ones to entertain. But we're here. We're doing it. And yeah, don't have a family. Don't have kids. Try to avoid all that shit. They ruin your life.
That Yikes. Goes out to like one listener.
And there goes our one viewer.
Don't do it, Dustin.
Let's jump into our week 14 winners.
Our fantasy league winner in week 14 were Victor fucking Lugo, which let's be surprised. We're all surprised about that one too. He's not, of course. Keaton, Pat, which Pat has told everyone that he's in. Dustin, D, JC, and little Luisi.
Luis with that with that final win of the season that didn't matter at all.
It hurt.
Sorry, bud.
All right, fellas, let's go through the final.
That's crazy.
The final regular season standings as they were. Keaton finishes off the regular season as first place with a 12-2 record, followed by Pat with the same record, 12-2. Pat ended the year on a 10-game winning streak.
Same.
And Keaton ended the game season on a 5-game winning streak. Darius and Dustin followed at 10-4, and then Noah and Victor rounded out the top six at 9-5. So the bottom feeders don't really matter. I'm not going to go through everyone's records there, but
go ahead.
Luis ended the year at 3-11. Luis Lanyard Johnson, 14th place for, I believe, the third or fourth time in the past 10 years. He's come in last place.
Mm-hmm.
And he will be spending 24 hours inside of a Whataburger, boys. Can't wait, Weege. Let us know when and where, and I'll be sure to join you for a meal.
And there's no alcohol allowed in Whataburger, so that's even worse for me.
Oh, damn. So his name's on. So his name's on that toilet seat three times now?
I could tell you the toilet seat's in my closet, I think.
Oh, man, we got to see that shit list.
First to last.
Did we ever talk about how, like, we really, like, flipped, like, the first time ever that from first place went from – someone went from last to first, and then the same year that person went from first to last, like, they just totally flipped Pat and did.
That is crazy how that's happened. Who got last last season?
Yes, we've talked about this like five times at least.
I mean, I don't remember. I guess I'm just not realizing that Pat and Dippy did it.
Yeah, Dip got last year, so he gets to pass that bad boy on.
Yes, sir.
Did you even use it?
No, I never used it. Should have. I got some time before I hand it back to
Some tears on it.
Ain't that the dang
and,
truth?
And with that being said, actually, we should probably talk about Luis leaving the league after this season.
Wait, what?
What?
Official, boys. He has texted me. He said, use my $25 that I won for High Point and use it for my exit fee. So...
So that means he's not doing the Whataburger challenge.
He says he's still doing it.
That a boy.
He says he'll honor it.
He says he's gonna honor it.
But if I know Luis, we'll see how his schedule looks. Because if he can't fit in a 24-hour challenge, he's probably just gonna bail on it. That fool's a flake.
Sure.
Well, then it goes to the next person, right?
It goes to the next person.
Cody, would you like to answer that?
Hard pass.
Yeah, because I think technically if he's leaving the league, I think one of the punishments was if you don't do the punishment, you're out of the league, right? Dang, do you save yourself $25 if you do it? If you do it that way?
Well, either way, he wouldn't get his money.
I did not pay him the $25 that he won because I'm using it for the exit fee, which
okay.
It's sitting in my Venmo, and I will do whatever the league wants with it.
Beer, 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 beer.
We can use the $25 at the banquet, buy some pizza.
Hell yes.
How about this? This is actually the
first season that we aren't going to have an extra $25 from High Point since we had 14 weeks. So
can we do this? Can that $25 just go to whoever wins the consolation bracket?
No, because
or it goes to a new
this is during the season. You can't just like decide what's gonna happen with money in the middle
it's just free money sitting there, and y'all get it. Gives those guys reason to set their lineups that are in the consolation bracket.
Nah.
What about the two people that didn't make losers, the consolation bracket?
Yeah, I was about to say losers shouldn't have a chance to win anything.
Well, they're just happy. The person that got second to last is just glad they don't have the punishment.
We appreciate your charity, Vic, but we'll pass on the $25.
I'm all about competition, bro.
Speaking of competition.
Yeah. So who are we going to vote for to go in?
Hey, we can talk about
just us talking. No one has to know who we say. Draft
board. We have to buy a draft board every year.
That's true.
I would say, I say Justin is, Warden has impressed me.
Jay doesn't a lot too. He's hanging in there with the boys.
I'm impressed with J Dub, and I know he listens to the pod.
Yeah. Yep. Hey.
And he's a sponsor in the pod. So.
Hey, he sure fucking is.
Smoke weed every day.
Puffington Post, brought to you by J Dubs Marlboro Lights. Get giddy up, partner.
That's what you call a transition, boys.
Speaking of transitions, or not?
Oh,
nailed it.
Wait, is that old?
It is.
Yeah, that's old stuff.
Thought this was updated.
Definitely not.
Reporting live from Argyle, Texas, this is Joshua Cruzado. Today in the XF Fantasy Football Podcast, we have a live bet happening between two of the gentlemen in the league. Victor Lugo and Patrick Valentine Nielsen out of Ulgul have decided to place a side bet in their playoff matchup. Now, Victor does have to defeat D before that happens, but if Victor can defeat Darius, there is a live bet happening where actually there's a couple of options, right? So these gentlemen are actually going to be either A, having no keepers next season, or B, running a 5K race. Now, when we spoke to Victor, actually training for that 5K race, here is actually how it proceeded. They were at the starting line. They started running, and Victor got about 10 steps and was already ready to throw in the towel. Now, the guy has done a 100-yard dash, but can he get this 5K race? Ladies and gentlemen, I don't think so. But we will tune in and see how that goes in the coming weeks. This is Joshua Cruzado reporting live.
That's you, Vic.
What is love?
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel.
What hurts the most is being so close and having so much to say.
Everything hurts.
All right, fellas, injuries today. Hopkins is out for the year for me.
R.I.P.
Wish I could say it's been fun, but I think I only got to use you for like 4 weeks. Tony Pollard has plantar fasciitis and is a game time decision, but doubt he plays. And Odell Beckham, Austin Hooper, and the entire Browns organization has COVID and is probably going to die.
What a breakout over there, bro. Holy shit.
The Redskins, too. I know it doesn't really matter with the Redskins. The
football team.
That's racist.
There's yeah, like, what? The yeah, football team. Of course. The racist comes back and he can't even.
The racist comes back. Yes, sir.
Now everyone knows why you were off the pod for a long time.
Wasn't it right around the time John
suspended?
Wasn't it right around the time John Gruden got fired?
Too? Yeah, he said he's not gonna work if John Gruden doesn't work.
It's true.
But I like how the whole Browns team gets COVID and then they trade Beckham to the Rams and they get COVID too with Beckham. They fucking they yes, sent them that Trojan horse and Beckham to Trojan horse.
No shit. All right, boys, it is on to our waiver wire.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, money, money.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Wait a second. No one spent a dime on any fucking buddy. So nobody spent shit.
Pat did.
I didn't see any money exchanging that.
Oh, Pat was spending money.
Did he? All right. Well, go ahead and jump into
it. Oh, yeah. I mean, all my guys were free 99.
Speaking of which, Victor did get Randy Gregory, Duke Johnson, Greg Zuerlein, and Kendrick Bourne with $0.
All for and Duke Johnson for all total of $0 and 00 cents.
Hey,
Noah spent money as well.
Did they?
Noah spent $36 on Craig Reynolds. Yeah, he's getting the discount. He's getting those discount players now.
A Taco Casa, baby.
Pat, Mr. Fortunate One, hasn't had to spend any of his waiver money until now, and he spent 95 on Rashad Penny. So he paid 95 waiver points for a penny. let's see.
Good one.
And that's it.
Dang. And then Keith got Taysom Hill. Is that for free? Or did he pay for him?
Yep, zero.
Not
wow.
Free.
Sliding into them DMs. That'll
damn,
work.
Boys, and I just checked the waivers. DeAndre Hopkins has hit the waivers out for the year.
As he should. Mm.
Ooh-wee.
Anyone want to pick him up for a keeper next year?
I would, but I don't know, man. That's sus.
What the hell no?
I could fill up my team like Dustin's filling up his team and just flip all my way IR spots. Have you looked at Pat D-Ball's waiver spots? Are probably all full with COVID and injured players.
Michael Thomas was one of his boys, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Dude, he hadn't played one game.
One game, bro. Just chilling on that.
He drafted Michael Thomas in like the
Le'Veon Bell. And that dude was on the team for a minute.
Yes, sir.
That's
funny
loyal.
That Dustin came in the draft with no notes, no studying, nothing.
He does it every year.
He drafted just a bunch of players that had big name status, and then he got fourth place still.
And we gave him a hard time.
We act like he doesn't have notes and stuff, but all his notes are in his head. That dude.
That's Zach Galifianakis gift.
Go.
All right, we're moving on, boys. Shout out to D for winning the guillotine, baby. It was a great addition to the league. I think everyone enjoyed it, minus the people that got out quick. I made it, and I was out week two for the first time champ, baby. Come on.
Good shit, D.
Also, we got some changes that will be voted on. We're going to take a look here. Just to get stuff in y'all's head for next season, for you to add stuff to it. But first up is make IDPs great again. It sounds like something Victor would say because he's the Arlen Trumper. Anyways, we would improve IDP points so that they're actually worth more. That's like a guy that gets 5 sacks gets, 20-something points or 30-something points because that's a ridiculous game that someone would have. And then for every actually I don't even know
points.
Every year they go okay. Earn.
Yeah.
I don't know why year. I said earn. They go in the every year they end up going in the eighth round or later. We're just trying to make them possibly worth more points. Just like offensive players. Go for it.
They go when D-Balls decides to draft. They go when D-Balls decides to draft
that's
one.
And he has the first NDP here.
No joke.
That's true.
It's for us to have IDPs if they're not worth what
I agree.
Players can give us. And so I think that's something we should vote on. So
you really made me think about it too, Cody. Whenever you had, didn't you have Josh Allen?
Why'd you blame this on? Why'd you blame this on me? And that you're the one with all these opinions, strong opinions on it.
Because I can do that. It's easy to blame me. Anyways, moving on. Yeah, someone had Josh Allen when he went against the other Josh Allen. And had like a ridiculous game, and I think he finished with like 16 points.
Yeah,
it was like a career game, and he got 16 points. Like that, the average game for a wide receiver in a PPR league. So, just to put it in perspective, like I think Myles Garrett had like a 3 or 4 sack game, and he scored I think 14 points that game.
I'll read this next one because this one is actually mine.
Absolutely.
So, I have put this in here. So if people decide that we have no keepers next season, I vote that we change our draft to an auction draft, because I think one thing that Darius has made sure that we stuck to in this league since day one was if we're going to continue, we need to keep in making things new and different as we progress and not going back. So if we got rid of keepers, we're just going back to what we used to do before. So if we're going to do that, I think we should change it to an auction draft. And that way people have to pay for who they really want. If you want that, you know, I don't know who, fucking Zeke, Vic, you're going to pay for him, or anybody else could pay for him. So that's just my thought on it. If we're going to do it, if we're going to get rid of him, might as well switch it up and make it different with an auction.
Because our draft isn't long as already. We'd have to start at noon, but I'm not against that whatsoever.
Hey, let's make it a weekend trip like we've been trying to do, boys. Let's go.
I mean we can make it an online draft. I thought, didn't we decide that we might do an online draft but just still meet up?
As long as I have an actual good view this year rather than part of the draft board and a wall.
Because we did the online draft when we were at the Young Life event, and it actually worked pretty well.
Can you do an auction online like that?
Yeah,
you can, absolutely. That which would go faster because
it would, and because people would have the list of players.
Hey, that's true. Like it.
And you can and stop then you might, everything too. So,
and you might draft a player that's injured or retired,
or get Zach Wilson instead of Russell Wilson. Too soon. Too soon.
Too damn soon.
Anquan Boldin, he's retired.
Moving on, another suggestion says one keeper in the league, but you can keep them in a round you drafted them plus 2 rounds. But we would have a 6 round cap. I know Dip and I have this in one of our leagues. So here's an example: a player gets drafted in the 5th round, they would be able to be kept next year in a 3rd round pick. 1st, 2nd, 3rd picks would end up being first rounders the following year. So it would give, I guess, points, and not points, but whoever gets drafts well would be able to keep someone like in a later round, such as like a 6th round.
Yeah, it would reward good drafting for the year prior, and it'll open up more, probably more good players, because people might, like for instance, Pat Correct. Might want to keep Cooper Kupp, and he picked him in the 3rd round.
Correct.
So he'd still have his 1st round.
Yeah, it'd still be a 1st round pick. So if, for example, if he picked Cooper Kupp in the 4th round, he'd be able to keep him in the 2nd round pick.
My only issue with that is, what about people that trade for keepers?
It depends. Wherever they're drafted is where they're plus the 2 rounds would be. Where
the other at. Of the person they traded?
Correct. So gotcha. An example of this is I in trading for Austin Eckler in the league that me and Dip are in. He originally was like this when Melvin Gordon was around, and then he became the starter, all that jazz. I got to keep him in the 3rd round this year, which was a steal. I also got to draft, you know, Alvin Kamara, so my running backs are pretty stacked in that league. Kind of.
Mine are more stacked.
Mine are more stacked. Shut the hell up. All right, switch to sleeper platform.
Second in that league. Anyways, I am playing the hammer on this. To switch, the next one is going to be switch to sleeper platform, NFL.com. You guys have experienced it for 10 plus years or whatever it is. It freezes, has problems every year. I'm more than welcome to actually start the league so everyone can start getting used to it. You can add and everything. It's very user-friendly. If you follow them on Twitter, you can actually suggest things and they will add it if multiple people agree to it. And so they're pretty user-friendly and probably the most updated. So if you listen to the Fantasy Footballers, they literally advertise it every single week. And so
takes a lot of convincing.
I like it,
guys, bro.
Every episode.
I like it. I'm for it. And one of the things you can do is you can trade your waiver budget. You can add those into trades.
Correct.
That's it does that nice. For you.
Wait, what?
And you can do you can add waiver budgets to trades. Like I could be like, hey, I'll trade you your for 50 waiver fab points or whatever.
Yeah. So you can like
that just adds to trade values.
Honestly, NFL.com is still kind of living in the Stone Age with some things, I feel like.
And you know, they don't give a shit trying to update it at all.
I will say it's like ESPN or whatever.
You could trade your draft picks too, I think. They have that option.
If you're in a dynasty league, absolutely.
Hey, Cody, yep. Would you be able to stand up a league in there? Like right now with the, like, let's say the Constellation people, could we start something right now in there and give us our same team and then just fuck around?
Yep, we can.
Let's do that.
Yep. I will try to look at that tonight and try to set something up.
In a rush.
I'd be down.
I definitely can do it.
I started a league with JC and everyone, and I can put people on teams. I can take people off teams. It's very, very friendly use. Like, I've never even used the website perspective. Like, I've only used the phone, and I'm able to do anything and everything off my cell phone.
Well, and also there's if you're a gambling person, you can use your sleeper lineup in the league to go. You can put that lineup against people and pay and spend money or put money on it, like DraftKings and stuff like that.
Correct. So they just opened that up about a week ago. You can actually do what they call squad betting, and so like it shows everyone's bids. You can like tag on to people's thing, like, hey, I like that, and whatnot. They actually give you 10 free bucks when you start as well. I may have already used my $10. I got 4 or 5 right, which pisses me off, but it is what it is.
Pat has entered the chat.
All right. Do they tip crypto?
This one I like. This one's mine.
Next suggestion would be the tight end slot changes to a tight end / wide receiver slot. And so we'd be able to have 3 wide receivers.
That or we just take the tight end spot out and just take the tight end spot out. And then if you want to start a tight end, you can just put them in your flex.
Yeah.
Because I think, thinking about it, 3 wide receivers in a flex, that's a lot of wide receivers that are going to be taken off the board. Mm-hmm. Like,
I like that one too.
Yeah.
So I'd rather cut.
Yeah. The next one we have is the IR reserve spots. As the 2 IR, 3 COVID, basically adding an additional IR spot to that, which I don't think I'd be against, just especially since my team was absolutely dismantled with injuries.
Why did we put a restriction on IR spots again?
I think we thought people were going to get out of hand with it.
Yeah.
I think we should have unlimited, like you can put IR spots, but you can only put players in the IR spot that you drafted.
Add it to the list. All right, moving on. Increase points for the defensive line position. This kind of goes with the IDP. I think across the board, we should all be able to bump those up. You guys can look up, and I'll also add it like the link to it. But it's called IDP 123, which is like a easy platform or point scoring, I guess, that many people use. Allow trading of fab for players. So you can add Fab to a trade, which is nice, or you can just straight up trade, you know, $50 for, say, a player. Moving on to the last one, it says, make tiebreakers be decided by points against. The more points scored against you means that even with the odds against you, you still manage to fight to where you are.
What?
I'm not sure that makes complete sense. So is it
because points and I would never in tiebreakers and tiebreakers should never be determined by points against. That's stupid. You can't control that.
Well, either way, we're gonna put it on there and it'll be voted for.
More points scored against you means that even with the odds. Who the hell wrote this?
I do not know, but
that looks like something that Berto would
running
write.
This show.
Berto.
No, it has correct spelling in it, so it's not Berto.
Can I add something real quick?
No
more kickers.
We can vote on it.
That, or we can make it fun and you get fantasy points for every kick your kicker misses.
I would say we should move towards 3 points for 30 yards, 4 points for 40 yards, 5 points for 50 yards.
I like that.
Or just no kickers
kind of
in general.
Close to what we had in the first year where some kickers were making some crazy.
Well, that was like a bonus that kickers had, wasn't it?
It was a bonus. Plus, I'm not against like the
marginal scoring.
All right, I like that too.
I've always thought it's dumb that like if you kick a 49-yarder, you only get 3.
Yeah.
But it's a 50-yarder, you get 5.
Because they still miss that shit.
Let's make it fun. Let's give points to the kickers that miss field goals.
You mean take points?
No.
We already do that for missed extra points.
Do we?
Like you get points. Like if my kicker misses a 50-yarder, I get 5 points.
That's the stupidest shit I've ever heard.
Yeah.
For every extra point you miss, you get a
vote. But since we are a democracy, we can vote for it. But you'll probably be the only yes vote.
There are leagues that do that just because kickers are so useless.
How does he have a good kicker and not useless? Who you got, baby? Week 15. Playoffs are here. Get us started, JC.
So, only have 2 matches this week, and the first match we're going through is D versus Vic. And, of course, Vic has a very, very tough schedule this week. He is going to be rolling out Jalen Hurts against Josh Allen. He's lucky that Pollard is out, so Zeke's going to be more than likely getting a bulk of them carries. What's up, Vic? What do you got to say?
Man, I want to refresh those lineups.
Oh shit! What did this guy just do?
He just took it.
He benched everyone.
Oh god!
This guy. So I guess we have to guess who's going to be in his lineup.
It's all luck.
Does it matter?
Oh god! I mean, he's obviously going to start these fools.
He's not going to start
Eli Mitchell if he's healthy. He's starting. Or he's an idiot. All right, Darius is going to win this one because he's an idiot.
Well, Darius has a better team.
Yeah, Mike Davis. Singletary? Russell Gage, possibly. Justin Jefferson, yeah.
He hasn't updated his line. He's got Jonathan Taylor on the bench. He hadn't updated his lineup yet. He's going to start Pittman. He's going to start Taylor.
Look who
they're playing.
Yeah, the number one defense, but
got to start him, bro. Defenses. Got to start him.
It's at home. I mean, it doesn't matter who Jonathan Taylor is playing.
It's in New England.
Yeah, but it's still one of the worst NFL rush defenses.
It's in Indianapolis.
Got him.
Vic, you're losing, bro. You're never even going to get to Pat.
The panic is setting in.
He's not panicked though, because he has nothing to lose, because he's a sixth seed.
That is true.
And it's lucky that I'm here.
It's lucky. I'm just happy to be here.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Did nothing to deserve to be in the playoffs, apparently.
I would agree.
Oh yeah. Apparently Dre's supposed to be there too, bro. Sorry, Vic.
I know. If only he didn't accept my trade.
I think what Pat's been saying this week is kind of getting to Vic, bro.
Got him. That's true.
It'd be a good game, but it's gonna be a close one. But I got Darius edging out the win here.
Oh, that's a big one! It's 21.
Dip, you
got him.
What are you doing?
Got
him. Why, dude?
Oh my God! I hope we get a video of Vic.
I'm coming for you, Pat.
I hope we get a video of Darius and him throwing his phone.
I forgot about my car.
Someone call Darius right now.
Yeah. For that, I'll take Vic.
Oh my gosh, bro! The best video of the season was Vic in his UPS truck pull over after he heard Dippy say that he picked his opponent.
Oh, he picked Dre.
It's hilarious.
And who ended up winning that game?
The guy that's in the playoffs.
Oh, oh my God, Andre. Dippy got you then too, bro.
Bro. And if Andre would have won that game, Andre would be in the playoffs right now.
Oh my God. It's all coming full circle, bro.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to the next matchup. I won't pick a winner there.
All right, next matchup we got Clapping Them Cheeks, aka The Real Destin, and To Be Determined.
They played each other every year in the playoffs, at least.
I feel like they do.
And Noah always loses, right?
Not every year.
No, Noah was in the championship last year, so I don't know if he beat D-Balls then.
No, he wasn't.
Has Noah ever missed the playoffs, bro?
Noah was in the championship last year.
No. It was Dustin.
Neither. Yeah, I thought it was Noah that made
Dustin.
It.
Dustin.
No, it was Dustin versus Pat.
They're gonna give each other a jersey.
Yeah.
That's right. Well then I think D-Balls beat Pat. Yeah, or D-Balls beat Noah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah.
But Noah and D-Balls has made the playoffs every year that they've been in here.
Actually, Noah got like fifth or sixth last year because I got fourth and Luis got third.
And does Noah?
I think Pat beat me in the first round of the playoffs.
This is Noah and Dustin's third time to play each other this year.
Damn.
See, I had to play Keaton twice.
Wait, so did Noah and D-Balls play each other back to back?
Yeah,
they played each other week 14, and now they're playing each other this week.
Who won the first matchup?
I don't know. I'll put my head. I don't know.
I would say, but I think Noah did.
It was D-Balls.
D-Balls won both matchups?
It was D-Balls. It says right here, week 14 winners was Dustin.
No, they won last week. But this is their third time playing. Who won the first matchup? Because this could be the grudge match.
The very first one. Yeah, I don't fucking know.
Bro, Dustin's lineup is looking beat. He's got Austin Hooper on COVID.
Are you looking it?
Odell's on COVID.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm looking it up. I'll look that up as well. But just since I think I'm supposed to be leading this, man, I this is actually a pretty damn good matchup. But I'm gonna go with the guy's father that broke my heart as a small child and put me in counseling.
Did you really think I was going to win on my matchup?
After Dustin said what he said, yes.
No, but really?
I think your team is solid.
You've been saying that all year, so.
Yeah, and you made the playoffs, so it sounds like I'm right. Anyways, I really do like Noah's team, but with all the hurt and everything, I'll still give him the win.
Bro, Noah has always been scared of making trades, and this fool literally flipped his team.
Yeah. He flipped it. He made his team so much better. Jamar Chase. Oh my God. Just adding Jamar Chase and Marquise Brown.
Jamar Chase hasn't been shit really since he's gotten him.
Really?
Accurate.
He scored 25 points last week.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yeah, and that was but the weeks before he was struggling, but that's also because Burrow was hurt.
Yeah. I want to say I traded him either week 10 or week 11, and he was 13, 6, 11. And then obviously last week, he did terrible until halftime where he kind of started lighting it up. He was at like 4 points or something crazy like that. And then
just Kyle Pitts hasn't done anything either, huh?
Dustin's going to have to play, and unless Austin Hooper gets better by Saturday afternoon, which I don't even know if it's possible.
I doubt it.
He's going to have to pick a tight end off the waivers.
I may throw lifeline. Wait, what? No, I got Noah. Who do you guys got in this one?
I got Noah.
Oh, fuck, Noah. I'm sorry, bro. He even said he was going to pick anybody this game, bro.
I want to check.
I got to pick Dustin, bro. I'm picking Dustin.
Definitely got D-Balls on this one.
I'm a bitch.
Just because D-Balls just finds a way.
Yeah. And Kamara, I think this is Kamara's first day back, right? Or first week back?
No, he played last week.
That's right.
And he got like 30 points.
Yeah. Oh, man. This is going to be crazy, boys, bro.
Those are the matchups this week. We're looking forward to the playoffs getting started, fellas.
Hold on. Did we find out what week did they play each other?
Bro, it doesn't matter. It's fine.
It does matter. It means everything.
Next up. We've got a segment that Victor's been holding back on us. We don't know what we're going to be doing next, but you got some sort of – what do you got for us, Vic?
I have one quick update just to
– Uh-oh. Y'all are pregnant again? Jesus, yeah, Cody.
I feel like I look at her if she's pregnant.
Every pod.
Breathe on her if she's pregnant. No, she's not pregnant. But Noah did miss the playoffs in 2019.
But every other year since he joined, he's been in.
Yeah, he has finished his first year. He finished second, then fifth, second, 12th, sixth, I think fifth. I need to update last year.
It's his time, bro. His time.
And chipping away at that.
We'll see if Pat's ego.
I don't think this is the third time Noah and D-Boss played each other, to be honest.
It definitely is, because they played each other in week 14.
Yeah, that would make it the second time.
Okay. All right, Vic, you going to jump into your draft?
What's up?
I didn't have anything unless y'all get wanting to do the hottest actress draft.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
I thought you had something special.
That was like 3 or 4 weeks ago.
You didn't think of anything while you're driving that brown truck all day?
Hell no. I thought we were doing the hottest actress draft.
Let's do it.
What I was planning on doing was going over everyone's draft this year, just to get kind of see where the key draft picks were. Cause I mean, obviously the first round's important, but like those middle rounds is what I feel like makes the difference. I wanted to see like
who you're really trying to analyze the draft boards,
but that shit's it's forever in trying to find out. Rankings. And I was like,
after saying all that, it ain't even happening.
I might do it for next pod. Win or lose, I might do it. Next pod,
win or lose, this guy says.
And it was sucking because if I was going to start it and do it, I had to finish before the next week because those rankings change every week.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so we doing this draft or what? Y'all don't sound like y'all are up for it. Dippy's already looking at booty holes on his phone on Instagram.
I'm Googling actresses because I don't
see the glare, Dip.
You're Googling actresses. Dippy, where the fuck have you been your whole life?
And it doesn't have to be. Like it's your preferences. It's not
Oh my God, this fool's literally going to fucking Google to find hot actresses. You're pathetic, Diffy. I know you had a picture. You had a picture of Taylor Swift on your wall throughout high school.
It was college.
All right, college, whatever. There's one. She was in a movie. You goon.
Hey, man. I just had to check.
I'm letting Cody kick it off while Carrie's taking a shower so he can get in some good ones.
he starts ripping them off right now. He's like,
he's like, let me know. He's like, y'all hear that?
You hear her charge through the door.
He's like, I put a tripwire down so we could hear something before.
A tripwire.
All right, what's the Cody Dip, JC, then Bick?
Okay. Yeah.
All right,
Cody, you started off, bro.
I don't want Superman as my...
With the 101. Shut up. Oh, you're going to click out. Okay. Yeah, with the 101, Team Del Mar selects Scarlett Johansson.
Ooh, great one, great one, great one.
So, are we talking like Black
it's
Widow?
It's just
Scarlett
a female
Johansson?
With titties. Oh my goodness.
Jeez, Dip.
What?
Jeez, Dip. I mean,
it's a respectable 101 pick.
It's
just Scarlett Johansson. She can be whatever she wants and she's still hot.
Facts.
Babe, no, I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it.
All right. Am I going second?
No, daddy, no.
No.
Yes,
wasn't
this is
ready.
Me next.
All right, with the 102, I'm going Gal Gadot.
Ooh, y'all are getting it, getting it, getting it. All right, Scar Joe, Gal Gadot off the board. I'm going to go with one of my. Oh, good Lord, have mercy. Back in my days of watching a lot of Rush Hour 2, Rosalind Sanchez, bro.
That's your number one.
That's my number one, bro. I'm going all over the globe. I'm going all over the place, bro. I'm not just going to pick who's relevant right now. Come on now.
What happened to old girl? You ain't faithful to her no more? The freak?
Hey, she'll be there. She'll be there.
That likes booty hole play?
She'll be there. All right, Vic.
Well, just put her down. You already know.
J-Lo off the board, boys.
Who would have guessed that?
We should have left her. We should have stole her, boys. We could have stole her easy. Yeah. All right, Vic, you get the first pick in round two.
All right. The next pick, I'm going to go with Alexandra Daddario.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
What was that, Dip?
What'd he say? What? Dippy, get that hand out of here.
Go watch True Detective Season 1.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I'm surprised Woody Harrelson's still alive.
Right?
That thing should have knocked him out.
Still alive?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go with... I'll just go ahead and take Olivia Munn off the board.
There we go.
That's one of your classics forever.
Olivia Munn is definitely my classics, bro.
And she's a freak.
Dang, Vic, you've been searching her up or what?
You don't remember the whole Chris Pine thing with her?
No.
Oh my God, go look that up.
That'll work.
First.
I'm good, Dip.
Number two, go with Mother Mary. Florence Pugh.
What?
Who? Is that a dude?
This whole guy. Mother Teresa?
This fool's definitely on Google.
No, Pugh. What are you talking about?
Nobody even knows who that is, Dippy.
Who?
Well, Google her.
I'm like looking her up right now.
You know you're sorry when you... This chick? Oh, no, bro. No.
Let me see. Pull it up.
Okay. Cody can't even search on his computer without his wife.
She hasn't even been here.
You're kidding his ass.
Oh, she's the sister in Black Widow.
Yeah.
What?
You look like one of the Olsen twins.
Bro.
Oh, that's another trash. Good one. Elizabeth Olsen.
Trashed it.
Well, I didn't know we were trashing each other's drafts here.
Hell yeah, we are. It's just like any other draft.
Now we are.
Now we are.
Well, right, if that's the case, then Rosalind Sanchez should have never been on the board.
What?
What?
That's a first pick.
She was a sleeper, but it was a little reach, but it's still.
It was a reach.
Pugh.
Hey,
that's like a fourth or fifth round pick.
Florence Pugh. It was a reach, but she should have been on the board. She should be on the. There's no wrong
exactly.
with exactly.
Florence Pugh should have been in like the superhero draft or something. Sidekick draft.
She's not even the hottest Avenger. Not even top five.
Anyways, all right, Cody. Last pick of the second round.
Give me Khaleesi.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
I don't even remember her damn name.
Amelia Clark.
That's right.
I don't know how you spell it. It's okay.
there's an E at the end.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm familiar with the E as well. Show some respect.
Show some respect.
All right, Cody. First, all right, hang on. First, so round one through two. Cody got Scar Joe, Dip got Gal Gadot, I got Rosalind Sanchez, Vic got J-Lo, and then Alexander Daddario in round two, Olivia Munn, Florence Pugh. Sounds like a freaking baseball player. And then Amelia Clark for Cody. So Cody, who's your first pick in round three?
I just have a thing for, and I'm gonna mispronounce the last name. So cut me a break. All right? Yes. Hear that, babe? I said you. I'm gonna make sure I say her. I'm gonna attempt to.
It's a little stalling. He's waiting until Kerry walks through. Yeah.
He's someone with the name of a name.
Oh, it's Sophia Varga.
Oh, Vergara?
Vergara, yes.
Titties!
She's also
from
Modern Family.
Modern Family, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's got big old boobies. Whatever to...
She's on America's Got Talent or something like that.
Aquaman or whatever his name is.
She's a good one.
Number three for me.
Kirsten Dunst.
Margot Robbie.
Oh, bro, that's a good one. I forgot about her.
Who?
Yeah. That's a really good one, Dip.
Dip, I literally just looked up.
She is fucking hot.
I couldn't find her name.
Oh man, do y'all remember from Booty Call? Vivica Fox from Booty Call, bro. That's what I'm getting, Vivica Fox, bro.
Wolf of Wall Street, Margot Robbie. Vivica Fox, pull her up. I don't even remember who that is.
Oh, bro, she's bad. JT and Darius are saying yeah, bro, right now.
So is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn. Go ahead.
Let me get some Megan Good in some of this.
I'm a bitch. I did not think anyone was gonna choose her.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That would be my fourth or fifth round pick.
That's a good one. What was it?
Megan Good. That was like one of my favorite crushes.
Stomp the Yard.
Yes. Oh, that. Yeah. And Biker Boys. And so Dip, she's
like black, a man.
Probably.
think like a man.
She's not even on Dip's radar because she's black.
True. Racist.
He didn't know who Vivica Fox was.
Fourth round. My first pick in the fourth round is going to be old girl Anna Kendrick.
Oh yeah, I forgot about her too. She was on your. She's been one of your crushes too for a long time.
I will say Alice Eve will not be on there anymore because she looks beat now.
Who the hell is that?
She's out of my league. The girl Entourage, and then Entourage boy.
Yeah. Oh, yes, bro. You reminded me because I had her in my mind too. Sloan, bro. I'm getting Sloan.
Nice.
Yeah.
Colin.
Isn't she in Fast and Furious too? As well?
Is she?
Is that not her? Is that a different girl?
I don't even know, bro.
That's not Dom's sister, is it?
Hell no. That's Jordana Brewster. She used to be cute too, but she got skinny. Bone skinny. All right, Dip, you're up. What's your Google search pull up for you next?
No, I was looking up these Drew, people you're talking about because I have no idea so far.
Which one? He's Megan like, Gooden and Vivica Fox like, races?
I'm gonna beat off to this one next. Yeah.
Dippy, you don't know who Megan Good is. Are you for real?
No, I looked her up and I kind of recognized the face, but I've never seen her.
I didn't grow up with Colton.
He's like, he's like, I kind of recognize her face like someone I would, if I saw her on the screen, I'd change the channel.
Dippy, how many black people were in your circle in high school?
Not a lot.
None. Until he joined our crew with JT.
This man is fucking racist, bro.
I'm racist.
I'm just kidding. God, dang it. Here's
your fourth round. All right, boys. Next up, I've always had a thing for Jessica Alba.
That's as dark as he'll get.
That's a good.
That's a hey man, I started with Gal Gadot.
Yo, that dark meat in his KFC bucket. That's he only asked for like one in there. The rest is all white meat.
I'll take that one dark meat, please.
All right, Cody, go.
Just to try it. Do you have a dark meat for a sampler that I can try?
Like I've heard good things.
I don't want to. Oh jeez.
Oh my god.
Cody, bro. last pick in the fourth round.
Okay, are we doing five rounds or four?
Yeah, one five. Last round after
that. That changes. Five rounds. Okay, I'm gonna go.
Don't take mine.
Give me Mila Kunis.
Nice.
And another freak.
Damn, Vic knows everybody's freakiness.
She's too skinny.
Right? What Twitter or Reddit are you subscribed to?
I can't believe you didn't know about Olivia Munn's being a freak.
I mean, I heard some stuff, but I mean, I didn't know that she was all that.
She's a freak, bro. She likes the finger in the booty hole. All right, all that Dre stuff.
She's good enough for my man crush. She's good enough for me. I'm going to go Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel, that's a good one.
An OG.
JT.
Dang, bro. And what was that one with Adam Sandler?
I'm surprised that one dips like number one because I know he probably watched Seventh Heaven every day.
Seventh Heaven? Nope. What was that one with Adam Sandler and he pretends to be gay?
Just Jennifer.
With Jessica Biel in there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, I almost said one.
I got it. I think I got you. No. I think I got you, Vic. I fucking got you, bro.
I want to get a picker. That should be Dips.
He don't know, bro. He's looking,
white boys like her.
He's typing it in.
She is fine by age.
He's typing it in on Google and just clicking I'm feeling lucky just to see what pops up.
He's typing it in Google. No. Too big of a butt. Can't do that.
Oh my god, dude.
He's like, Florence Pugh?
I don't think her hair's real.
He's like, I'm feeling lucky. Pulled up Florence Pugh. Y'all heard of her?
Beyonce? I don't know.
She's a little dark, but...
All
right. That thing would hurt me.
Too dark for Dip.
Number five.
Go ahead, Dip. Last one.
Halle Berry.
Okay, Dippy getting dark and crispy.
Damn it.
That was my last one. That was going to be my last one. Damn it.
In her 50s, but
She's fucking fine.
So give me prime Halle Berry.
What was it, swordfish or something? With
make me feel good.
That's actually the actress sounded pretty good.
Not bad, not bad.
Can't believe what
Billy Bob still looking good in John Wick. John Wick 3.
She did. Don't fuck with her dogs.
You know, I used to like this one girl called I think it was Genesis Rodriguez or something. She used to be bad, but I'm not gonna go with her for my last one. For my last one.
No one's picking Aniston.
In her prime. Aniston was a good one in her prime, bro. She was a
good one. She is in her prime.
She still is. I would take it, but I've already taken too many from you, and you're pretty much filling out my chart, my board for me. I'm gonna go with Jennifer Love Hewitt, bro. I always thought she was cute.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Have you seen her now?
I mean, I said in prime, right? that was a key word. All right, Vic. Finish it off.
How I know what you did last night.
Mine that.
Yeah.
Mine.
Yeah.
Mine is I'd say a sleeper, but when she's on the screen, everyone watches. She's definitely a MILF. I would say Carla Gugino.
Who?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah. Pull up a pick.
Carla.
Is that how you spell her last name, Vic?
No. Gugino. Gugino.
Oh. She was the mom in Spy Kids.
Oh, damn. Mom in Spy Kids.
No, she was the mom of in the movie with The Rock and the California.
Alexander. She was in San Andreas too with The Rock.
Yeah,
that's what I was just talking about. I'd get both of them.
Giving me shit about you, and he got Carla Gugino.
I mean, that's a good one. I mean, Dip rounded out his team pretty well after Florence Pugh. I'll give him that.
Because we called him out on color, so he's like, all right, now I got it.
I gotta get a little shade. My little shade's darker.
His shades get darker the more further in the rounds you go.
I gotta change my color on my screen, make it a little darker.
The contrast.
I'm not racist.
Yeah, the contrast, like in the beginning of the game.
So, I'm not a racist.
I'm not a racist. All right, so if we name out our teams here, Cody got ScarJo, Emilia Clarke, Sofia Vergara, Mila Kunis, and Jessica Biel. Dip got Gal Gadot, Florence Pugh, Margot Robbie, Jessica Alba, Halle Berry. I got Rosalind Sanchez from Rush Hour 2, Olivia Munn from G4 back in the day, Vivica Fox from Booty Call, Sloan from Entourage, and Jennifer Love Hewitt from, I don't know, I guess he said, what you did last summer. Vic got J-Lo, Alexander Daddario, Megan Good, Anna Kendrick, and Carla Gugino. Well, we're going to have to post this one.
Sloan from Entourage, like she didn't have like a real name.
I don't know her name.
I think this needs to be voted on by
Dip. You don't even know who Megan Good is or Vivica Fox.
Like that's an offense that you can get kicked out of this league for.
Yeah, bro. JT and D might come and whoop your ass after this pod drops, so be ready.
No, shoot. Every white dude would come whoop your ass because that's the only black girl everyone liked for the longest time.
The only date white guys. Just throw that out there.
Which one? Megan Good?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just throw that out there.
She's, and the last I heard, she was a good Christian woman too, Dippy.
So you're saying there's a... Wait, what?
Look at him looking at his phone.
I'm like looking at Megan Good, and she's not with any white guys in any of these pictures.
Oh, for real.
Straight made it up.
Hey, don't ruin my dream.
That's what he's looking up. Not looking up how hot she is. He's looking up.
That Google search.
She's no white people. I just don't.
Megan Good with white guys.
No, I didn't look. Fuck you,
this
Vic.
This is a lie. I don't. You're lying, so I can't really do it.
That is a greatness. Way to end the pod, boys. Hey, we're back for another one. Finally. We were on a, what, 2-3 week hiatus? We finally came back 4 weeks. Cody, we've given you your props over and over again for doing these things and putting them together for us. Now we know what it's really like. We can't thank you enough for giving your time and effort into this podcast. And this is your baby, so we hope we did you right.
You guys did. Absolutely. I was able to touch myself as I listened to you guys. Quite, how do I say, relaxing and releasing.
God.
Yes, sir.
Releasing.
Go ahead and take us out, Dip.
Fellas, thank you again for another great season of XF Fantasy Football. It's been a pleasure to be your commissioner again, and I look forward to hopefully another season next year. To those of you in the playoffs, good luck. May the best man win. I've got a trophy, or we've got a trophy to put your name on, hopefully soon. I still got, as you can see here, I haven't gotten this over to Pat quite yet to put on the trophy. Still got the 2020 one there, but really looking forward to seeing these week's matchups with the third through sixth seeds, and then the semifinals next week. We're really looking forward to it. But again, it's been a great, great season. Some of us in the bottom feeders, well, most of us in the bottom feeders are going to be watching from the sidelines, but we look forward to seeing Luis spend 24 hours in a Whataburger.
Sir.
So with Damn that, skippy.
Oh, should we pour one out for Luis since he's done?
Yep. Pouring one out for him right now.
Well, I can't. I'm stuck in the room.
Yeah, in your son's room.
We're pouring one out, Luis.
I hate to hear it, bro. But
wish you all the best at your local Whataburger, bud.
Can't say I'm not surprised.
It's third last year. Unbelievable.
All right, fellas.
All right, welcome to the league, Justin.
Whoa, we got Loeb and Joe.
Welcome to the league, Justin.
And Mike.
All right, boys. Take care, everybody.
Peace.